Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. This is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says, today it will be said of you that which was said of Abraham, that I chose you because I knew you. For his shortcomings, Abraham was yet a man who would command his children after him. You are one that I'm placing a prophetic mantle upon to serve others, to be a spiritual parent, and a great blessing to those around you. And don't put that afar off, says the Father, for it's near even as the breath of your nostrils. I see you praying over loved ones in the night. I see you taking them in your arms and praying out the mysteries of God. For there is a great expansion and acceleration and promotion in this season that will reach those around you and also generationally toward those for whom decades have known nothing but sorrow. And now joy has reached them through the gifting that flows through you. As you pray out my purpose and pray out my plans and say within your heart, what is the purpose, Father? What is the plan? The Father says, your desires are predictive, because the ache in your heart is the prophecy over your life. You don't need to wonder if this is God or if this is just me. Every father wants his children to be blessed. And above all else, the Father says, I am your Father. I have encoded within your heart my paternity over the hearts of men, says the Lord. Those who have suffered under an orphan spirit will be introduced to my fatherhood in their lives through your influence. For I have assigned angels to attend you everywhere you go. Your ministry is that to be attended by the angels to bring about signs and to bring about miracles. You don't have to follow after them. You don't have to accommodate them. They're going to accommodate you, and they're going to follow you everywhere you go. These angels. You're going to sense, even when you're alone in a room, that you're not by yourself, for the angels of my presence are attending you, standing by you. You have authority, and you have faith to pray, says the Father. Let your mouth pray, and your words will not fall to the ground. And there'll be those that'll call you prophet. There'll be those that'll call you prophetic. But what you are is my beloved child, connected to my spirit and engaged with my mind. And as you discern my mind, you're going to speak, and you're going to teach, and you're going to impart the things that I reveal to you. And as you do, strongholds will fall, curses over people's lives will be broken, and you will foster a generation, and you will foster a people, says the Lord, that will walk out from under the limitations of the natural and break off the bands of the natural economy of men and will walk in the economy of the kingdom in a supernatural level, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get in abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.